We're going to come out of 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 and 2 and 7. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." And in verse 7, "But you, Asa, take courage." Take courage. And that's what we're going to speak about this morning, is actually taking courage, getting hold of courage. And courage is the ability to do something that scares you, that frightens you. And in courage, we're going to look at that as well, to put courage into someone else. And in courage comes from a French word meaning make strong or to hearten. And that's part of the culture that we're going to be building here and back at home in the world. This series, I'm loving it. But courage, so we want each person in this room to be courageous and do things for God they never thought that they were going to be doing. That's what God is calling us to do. But also a people that put courage into others. So we all full of courage, full of stories. But before we start, I want you to ask yourself a question. Do you want to come out of this room today more courageous than you came in? Yeah, because God has got an anointing to put courage into people today, and he's calling us to that. And as you see this passage, we see King Asa, and he's surrounded by nations that are at war, falling out, and God's people have turned away from him. And Asa's job has been called to call God's people back to God, to worship God again. And so Asa, King Asa, he was a good king for most of his life anyway, was in distress and he was full of fear. So God sent him a prophet and to say to him, "Look, I am with you if you seek me. Take courage, Asa. Do not let your hands be weak, for I am with you." And in verse 8 you'll see he took courage. In his fear, in his trepidation, it was something he was able to do. Get hold of courage, something to grasp, and he did mighty works for God. But my question to all of us today is this, is that what is it that God is calling you to do where you need to take courage, get hold of courage and let that make a difference in your life? Maybe it's to prophesy, maybe it's to pray for miracles for people, maybe it's to start a business that God is calling you to do where you need courage for that, or even get married. The age of people getting married is moving older and older because of fear of taking on responsibility, and maybe you need courage for that. You know, or maybe to share faith, or maybe even to tithe and go on that journey with God. But you see, the problem is, it's fear. Fear is the problem. Fear is Satan's way of paralyzing us from doing what God wants us to do in life. But notice, we're not talking about being fearless, because in reality, that doesn't happen. There is no fearlessness. We always feel fear, always. I've been preaching 20 years before I get up here, a little bit of fear. It's good, it's healthy for us, yeah? But there's never absence of fear. We need courage to overcome the fear that rises up in us. You see, we can't, so those that live with fear achieve much more if they've got courage. Those who've got courage live a much more fruitful life and see breakthrough. Pardon?
It's a proven fact.
Amen. Look at that. Preach it, brother. Okay. So those with courage have more fun and have more adventures with God that they can tell others about. Does anyone in here want to go on an adventure with God? Come on, we've all been on adventures. There are more adventures to have. There's more fun to have. You need courage. The difference, what separates us and some of us here today from our destiny is courage. You know what God has placed in your heart. You know that He wants you to do that. We just need courage to get there. And so I ask you this question, is what is the most courageous thing you've ever done in your life? What is it? What is it? What is rising up? What is your memory? What is the most courageous thing you've ever done? Let's look at a few people that courage got hold of them. They got hold of courage and they transformed the world they were in. Asa, King Asa, in that terrible time, he took courage and turned a nation round for God. Martin Luther took courage in his time. He was fed up with the abuses of the Bible that the church were doing at the time. And he said, I'm not putting up with this anymore. So he wrote all the abuses down, pinned them to the door of a church in Germany, and he started off a reformation that means today we can worship God without religion and add-ons. Praise God. And then in 1955, there's a lady called Rosa Parks. I love Rosa. Because what she did, she sat down. That's courageous, isn't it? But it was at the time where she was supposed to get up to let the white guy get sit down in her place. And she sat there, she got fed up and said, I'm not doing it. I am no longer going to get up and let the white man sit in my seat. I'm staying put. I'd love to have been on that bus. Oh, come on. You know what I mean? She's not getting up. But she started a movement that actually ended segregation on public transport in America. Come on. And then we look at a bit closer to home. And you see in the UK in the 1940s where Hitler was doing his stuff and it looked like we were on the brink of losing war. We started to lose and with the Nazi war machine going to town and some of our politicians wanted to back down and grovel around Hitler and come up with some kind of compromise. Imagine what we would have looked like today if he'd have done that. But Winston Churchill took courage. He stood up to Hitler and he said, we will defend our land whatever it costs. We will fight you on the beaches. We will fight you on the landing grounds. We will fight you in the fields. We will fight you in our homes. We will fight you in our hills. We will never give up. Never give up. And can you imagine the courage that it took him to say that at the time, and imagine the courage that put inside the guys that were losing their lives, their mates were dying on the front line. They knew we're together in this, and we're going to fight till the last man drops with this. You see, Churchill and the others that I've mentioned, they took courage and they changed the world that they were in. But they all started off as ordinary people, just like you and me, and they got their story to tell. But each one of us were called to be world changers. World changers. And so, are you up for that today? Are you up for being a world changer? I'm looking around and I can see people that are changing the world they're in. There is more to come. But there is good courage and there is bad courage. Okay? And let's have a look at bad courage. So when I was about 10 years old, I went to the swimming pool. And I went up to the first diving board and it was like bounce, bounce, diving for the first time. And I thought, man, that was fun. That really went well. And then I looked up to the second diving board and I thought, you know what? Let's go up there and have a go. So there I am and I walked up and I got up to the second diving board. And as I got there was a huge queue. And I thought, nah, it's only a little bit further to the top. Why don't I go up there? So anyway, so I got up there. Forgetting the fact that I'm really scared of heights. I really don't like heights. So there is, I get up there and I'm standing on the top board looking down, and all my belly, all the fear started rising up. And I thought, I'm going to ignore that. I'm here now. I'm going to go for it. And I took a run, and I don't know why I didn't jump. You know what I mean? Never would get, I didn't jump. It's like a dive. Apparently, I don't know because I had my eyes closed. And I did two somersaults, a backflip, and I landed on my side. And I couldn't breathe for ages. I thought I was going to die. That is not good courage, okay? That is absolutely, that was reckless. And then there's bad encouragement, okay? Discouragement. And for those who like the football world, we saw that with Man United's boss. He said at the beginning of the year, Mourinho, I think his name is, he said, "Don't blame me if we don't do well this year. You haven't given me enough to buy a couple more players, and we've got a really rubbish back four." Right? Can you imagine? And he said it publicly. It was over the papers. And can you imagine what that did to his back four? Well, all the opposition were coming up on a Sunday, and they were taking a match day, taking complete advantage. And United had the worst start to the season that they've had for years. Good news is they've started to recover. I'm a Man United fan. Sorry about that. You know, that's courageous as well, isn't it? But we can recover. And it came to mind, you know, how many of us, in reality, have had bad stuff put in us in our early days? And it's time to say no to that. It's time to say, stand up and say, this is a new day. And if that's you, and you've had bad courage put in you, discouragement put in your heart, for whatever reasons, come up at the end. I'd love to see more people getting prayed for here. Use the people that pray. We well use them in the world. It's like, come and get prayer at the end for that.
You can only say it's a new day every day as you're single.
And so what I ignored that I shouldn't have done was the fear that rose up, because sometimes fear is there to protect us. Now, I should have got training, I should have got advice, I should have taken advantage of wisdom from others. See, we're called to be courageous, not careless. We don't want to set ourselves up for a fall, and we don't want to set other people up for a fall as well. And so think about it for yourself. Where would you be in life if you had no fear? Or what have you not done in your life because of fear? Because you didn't take hold of courage in that fear. And I want us to look at how to do that now. And so, first of all, don't worry about starting small. Whatever God's calling you to do, don't worry about it. Zechariah 4:10 says this, that do not despise the small beginnings. Don't despise them. The most courageous man in the Old Testament was King David. And we all know him for when he killed Goliath. But it didn't start there for him. It started away from the lights and everyone else. He was just looking after sheep and killing off the wild animals that would go for the sheep. He even killed a lion and a bear. And so we start off small. If you know God's calling you to prophesy, don't come up here on a Sunday to prophesy first off. Do it in your small groups. Share it with a person that loves you and grow so you can grow in courage. You know, little wins and they gradually get bigger. And also, don't discount yourself because of your past. Don't do that. David, you know, he was homeless, like we've heard about this morning at one time. He had to live in a cave. And then there was another time where David was so full of fear that he faked being a loony. Did you know that? You know, he frothed at the mouth and he's clawing at the doors and that. And so, but David ended up with 1 million soldiers in his army. 1 million. Okay.
Is that what you want to wear?
Praise the Lord. Bless that man, God. We love you, mate. We love you. And may God come and do great things in your life right now. I believe that God has put a greatness in you that you don't know about yet. That there's something in your heart that God has placed there that one or two others saw years ago. And they want to draw that out of you Now, there's different people now that can see the same thing. They want to draw that. They want to draw that out, and God wants to do amazing things in your life. What's your name? What's your name? Anyway, let's carry on. We love you, Guy. We do. And I know, you know, from my past, I know that kind of stuff. God loved me, he loves you, and amen to that. And so let's not despise the small beginnings, okay? Let's not despise the small beginnings. I remember once we did a summer club for our kids. We had about a handful of kids. That's all we had. And as we did that, God said to us, God said, he's fine, just leave, he's right. And anyway, so God said to us, what I want you to do, remember we had five kids, and one time I went down, they said, we want to continue, we want you to continue with our summer club. So we did. And they started to come. There was only about five of them, something like that. And I had to go down to pick them up from the estate. So I went down there, and they filled the car up, and there was one more. And I said to God, and God said to me on the way back, Clive, I want you to get a minibus. And so I said, God, but there's only one extra one that I've got to go and pick up. How can I get a minibus? This costs thousands. We've only just started this church. Anyway, so I thought, no, I've heard from God. And so I went to the auction that week. When I was there, I was thinking to myself, it's like, I really don't want to be here. I want to be doing God stuff. I don't want to be buying trucks or minibuses. Anyway, the next week we got it signed, written up and all the rest of it. And I go down into the estate, which is called Alcatraz, the worst estate in the town. And as I got down there in the new minibus, there were two kids waiting. And I thought, no, oh my word. And then, so I went over to the next estate, picked up one more child from over there. And I thought, do you know what? I'll go back just in case there's someone else that's turned up. When I got back there, there were children everywhere. I filled the minibus up and I had to come back for more. And do you know that grew to about 100 kids in the end, from the age of 3 to 18. And on the next summer camp that we did, 22 of them asked Christ into their life. So never be frightened of small beginnings. Secondly, seek first the kingdom of God, because and the rest will be added to you. And so what that tells us is that we've got to seek God before us, before our preferred future, before how we think it should be, before our comfort, and even before our reputation. Because I used to be a bit of a hard nut. I was known in the town, a face as we would call it. And I knew that as soon as I started to share faith with others, all that would go. I'd lose it. And I thought, and I started to share faith. And I was right. Most of my mates took a big step back from being friendly or close to me. Some of them even started to mock me in the pubs. Never when I was there, thankfully. But some of them came to faith. And for me, it was all or nothing. I want the fullness of God and life in its fullness in Christ. And you know what? I've now had the privilege of leading so many to Christ that I'm going to meet in heaven when I get there. And you know what? It was so good, because there's one of the ladies that had a really difficult family we were dealing with, and she ended up coming to Christ. The whole of her family did. I haven't seen her for 10 years. I saw her 5 days ago, and she came around. She said, you know what, I'm now working in an old people's home. And 2 weeks ago, I led two people to Christ. So, come on. So, small beginnings, don't worry about them. and you know, put God first. Also, thirdly, prepare well. We need to prepare well. Proverbs 14:15 says this, that a wise man gives thought to his steps. So we need to think about what we're doing. Think about how this is going to affect us. How much time is it going to take? How much energy is it going to take? How much money is it going to cost? And how, importantly, is this going to affect my relationship? Because of this, every courageous step you take, okay, is going to cost you. It's going to cost you. And so we have to choose well. And the more God puts in you, the more you rise up, the more doors will open. But I've had to take people through this recently. It's like, you've got to learn to say no. Sometimes it takes courage, big courage, to say no. If you don't learn to say no, then you will never reach your destiny in God. So sometimes take courage there. But fourthly, take courage knowing that your God in heaven, your Father in heaven, will help you. He will step in to help you. And so what you do is you bring to the table what you can bring, what you're good at. Be real. Be real about it. We'll chat at the end, mate. Amen. Amen.
It's the easiest thing to say,
isn't it? Amen.
It's to say yes.
Amen. So, I'm going to skip the most courageous thing that me and Debbie ever did, okay, is that we planted a church. And it meant leaving our friends, it meant leaving our family. And I can remember sitting there with a guy called, and there were four apostolic guys that spoke to us and said, Clive, it's time. You've got to do it. These things take time. 5 years it took. And then finally, I can remember sitting in Islington with a friend of mine, good friend, Dave Pask, and he said, he came in to assess everything. He said, Clive, it's going to cost 60 grand a year to do this. He said, where's the money going to come from? Well, I don't know. And he said, Clive, there's you and Debbie. Where's the people going to come from? I went, I don't know. For 3 months, we had no one. But you know what I do know? That God added to us. God did his bit. All we did, we were obedient to him. We took to the table what we could, and God gave us, and he still is today. So fifthly, do whatever the Holy Spirit says. To get prayer, to get stirred up. What has God placed there in your heart? Because Ephesians 3:20 says this, that God, with God working in us, we can do far more than we could ever imagine ourselves. You see, the key is to just do it, you know, to take courage and do what the Holy Spirit has placed in our hearts, whether it's to speak to someone about Jesus, whether it's to get involved with CAP. Dare to believe what God has placed in your heart. Tell you a story. When I first wanted to start business, this was my big dream. God spoke to me about the business, and so we were going to start it, but I didn't know what to call it. And I remember coming home one day, and in the truck at the time, and all of a sudden, the name All-Type Fencing dropped into my head, and I thought to myself, All-Type Fencing, that's a fantastic name. And it's like, and I thought, I'm so glad I thought of that. But actually, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. But this is how significant it was. So we called it All-Type Fencing. We didn't know that a year later that we would land a contract 80 times bigger than the biggest contract that we'd landed before. Okay, and we got it because we were called All-Type Fencing, and the council that gave us the work because they thought we were this other All-Type Fencing. and they didn't know. They're phoning me up. They didn't know I'm working from my mum's front room on a council estate with lorry loads of stuff, putting all their materials on the front garden. But you know, the sweet thing, as I look back, is actually where that word came into my mind, where it came in, we were about 2 miles away from where all that work came from. And so it was God all the way. So Do you mind if I go over about 7 or 8 minutes? Is that okay? Yeah. Okay, I'll finish it then. And so do whatever the Holy Spirit says, and then be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the last one. This is the most important thing with whatever God is going to do in your life. As we see Jesus in the biggest trial apart from the cross that he did, went into the desert. Before he went, he got absolutely soaked in the Spirit. But then what we see at the end is he came out in the power of the Spirit. And that's why Jesus died on the cross for us, to take the sin barrier away, to release all the storehouses of heaven, that the power of God, the Spirit of God would flow into our hearts, transforming us, transforming the situations that we find ourselves. We do it with the power of God. Church, the whole of heaven is now awaiting to bless your courage. Whatever you do, God wants to bless it. And so it took courage for you to come to Christ. It took courage. Stay courageous. All things are now possible. All things. Live dangerously. Okay? I said it. Blame me if it goes wrong. No. Live dangerously. So what has God placed in your heart? Okay? What dreams are there? Fear not, Jesus said. Let's stand at that point. Let's stand. Okay. If you haven't had courage yet, if you haven't had courage yet to ask Christ into your life and you'd like to do that, please come and see me at the end. But and if you have been discouraged, like Man United's team at the beginning of the season, if the beginning of your life started off with a lot of discouragement, that can change. Come and get prayer. But there are some here today, some here where this, you need to hear this, okay? Some have become bored with their Christian walk. You see things happening in other people's lives, and you wish it was you. You wish it was you. And God has got this word for you, that you've stopped following me. That many years ago you started to follow me, but you've lost your way. You've stopped trusting me. You've stopped coming to me. You haven't followed me for a long time. You've allowed fear to get in. And now, perhaps fear of change, fear of the unknown, fear of things going wrong, maybe fear of looking foolish. And right now, you are living an unfulfilled life. Unfulfilled. That's not God's best for you. Did you know that? It isn't. You know, there's hope for everybody. Love the guy at the back. Who cares? He interrupted. I don't care. It's only another preach. It's God, you know. But God is saying to you, don't live with regret in your heart. The difference between sitting there with regret and going to a hospice one day and laying there thinking, I just wish I'd done it. Why didn't I do that? Is courage. Is courage. And the good news is, if that's you, you can take courage today. Get hold of courage today. Be like Martin Luther. Be like King Asa or Churchill. Stand up for what God has placed in your heart. Rise up above fear. Rise up above that regret. Rise up above it all. Jesus died for you. He came for a reason. He didn't want you out on the streets. He didn't want you feeling sorry for yourself. He didn't want you living a miserable, lonely life. He wants you rising up to be a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. And today I'm going to proclaim, this is where we're going as a church. We're going to transform Islington at home. We're going to transform Barnet. We're going to transform London, because we're going to become a courageous people who encourage others. Are you up for that, church? Yeah. Come on, let's go for it in worship. Let's praise God. If you want that anointing of courage to come on you, Come and use these guys who are going to pray for you. Come and get that prayer. That's the difference between living a miserable life that leads nowhere to a courageous life where you change the world you're in. Amen, Lord.